Today's learning should be the Nishmas Chaim Luz Rusha Yemaisha and the Neil Rivka Bas Maisha Zero Bishus for Shlema Chaim Maisha Malka and Bracha Masar Malka and Ditzum Fein Vegalbina and a Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started in Simon Reish Samach Dalad. We started talking about the kind of wicks that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, those that don't light well. We mentioned that the reason we were concerned is there was more likely of a Shema Yata. Okay. So, and then we mentioned some that you are allowed to use. So we're holding over here by the Rama. Says the Rama, the im hidlik bedvarim hasurim. What happens if you went ahead and you lit your candles in something with using the kind of wick that the Mechaber mentioned that you're not allowed to use? Aser l'shtamish l'ayra. You're not allowed enough from that light. So, that's the first sheet of a yesh aimrim, im yesh ner echad midvarim hamutarim. So those who say that, let's say I lit multiple candles, one of them is from the kind of product that you're allowed to use, and the rest of them are from not from the kind of product that you're allowed to use, then mutar l'shtamish l'oiroi, l'oir acherim, then you are allowed to use the light. L'chein, and so too, dava she'ef she'beloin ner. Let's say you have something you really don't need the candle to do it. Motalasa v'leitza ner zacherim. So I went ahead, going back to the first case. So there's three cases of it. First, the Mechaber Ramah says that if I went ahead and I lit using candles, wicks that you're not allowed to use, it's also l'shamash l'ayrei. Then he brought down that there is a yesh aimrim, that if at least one of the candles is from the kind of product that you're allowed to light, then you are allowed to be m'shamash l'ayrei. Then he comes back to a third thing and he says that if you're doing something that you don't need the light, so then even if all the candles were lit from the kind of candles you're not, so we're not concerned about Shemayati, you really don't need light for it, then you're allowed to go ahead and do that in the room that has those candles burning. Well, it's Tzarech Shabbos, if it's Tzarech Shabbos, yesh lahako b'di'evit, we can be makel like this yesh aimrim. So let's see the mishabura inside. We are holding by sif katan dalet. Also l'shtamish, some Rama said that you're not allowed to be mishtamish to the R of these candles. Says the mishabura, afilo tashmish she'ein tzarech iyun, that it does not, it's not the kind of use that requires you, you know, you really, you know, you're trying to read something, small letters, you really need the light. That she'ain tzarech iyun shemayata. We're not concerned that, we're still concerned that since it's the kind of wicks that don't burn well, we are still concerned that you might go ahead and bend the candle, tilt the candle so it should burn better. To Eloi, the davrich tzarech iyun, so Shmuel warns us because it doesn't really make sense. If it's the kind of thing that really needs iyun, that I need to look closely to the light. Also, last of Shabbos are now filled in there. Yuffy, you know, doing Shabbos even for a kind of candles that's burning with the wicks that burn well, right? Because we could be simon iron reshe, as we're going to see shortly in a couple of simonim from now. So again, if I'm reading to the light of the candle, something that really needs the light, I have to be my ayin in it, I'm not allowed to do even with a good candle. So what's the chiddush over here that I can't be mishtamish loyrei? We can't do it there either. The answer is that when I want to just be in the room, eat by my table, doesn't require much iyun, if it's good candles, I can do it. We're not concerned about shemayata. But if I lit my candles with the kind of candles that don't burn well, we'll worry about shemayata even on something that does not require a lot of focus. And therefore, it will be usa to do anything in that room that requires any light. Vataz lakamim b'simen tov reishai and gimel kasev. Dinyanenu afilu b'yesh achar imay shereyosai. That we're going to see later on that there's halacha that you're not allowed to use, let's say, do something la'ar in there that really needs you to go be ma'ayin, needs you focus. But if you have somebody there with you who's going to stop you, if you by mistake come to Shemayata, you're allowed to. Afilahachi asa. But over here, where you're using bad candles, even having a person there who's going to remind you doesn't help. The Afshalizah Shalayata, because you can't be too careful enough. And it's much, so much more likely that you're going to tilt the candles. We don't allow it over here. Then the Rama said that there's a yesh aimrim, that if there is a candle mixed in there that is a good candle, it's mutar l'shtamish. Afil ha'neiros ayim d'sbacheder acher. So first, the Rama, the Mishabur tells us that there's in this yesh aimrim, the shita is that as long as I have in my house a good candle, so even in the other room, I only have bad candles, since I have the good candles, it keeps me in check. The kevach yesh b'makam echa ner kasher, since in one place I have a good candle, yisker v'lo yata gam makarmas acherim, kem perish rongan avram. So the Magen Avraham says, unbelievable chiddush, that although we said that if I use the kind of wicks that you're not allowed to use in my house, I can't be mishtamish loiroi. But if I put at least one candle that was a good one, I could be mishtamish loiroi. That's not only in that room that I put the good candle. Says the Magen Avraham, as long as I put one good candle anywhere in my house, I can use the other candles that I can be mishtamish loiroi. L'chatchila, I wasn't supposed to do it, but I can still be mishtamish for the other candles. Because since I lit one good candle, that candle will remind me, that's my good candle. The other candles are bad candles. Be careful not to be shemayata. However, Bel Yerabba Kosov, Shekavona Sarama, and Adafka Isachedatzma, the Bel Yerabba says, which from a logic, that's who would have said that no. This that the Rama said, that if there is one good candle, you can use it, that's only in that room itself. You can't go into the other room, and because I have a good candle in my dining room, I can be mishtamish l'ayra of the bad candles in my kitchen. He compares this to Ner Chanukah. Visham, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, right? We know that you're not allowed to be mishtamish to the Ner Chanukah. Therefore, we make a shamish, right? Now, what happens if me and you were in the same house? I lit my Chanukah left in one room, and you lit your Chanukah left in another room. I put a shamish, and you didn't put a shamish. You can't go in your room that you don't have a shamish and use your Ner Chanukah because I have a candle in the other room. Doesn't work that way. So since he's being medame to Ner Chanukah, the halachi will be the same. In the room that you have the good candle, there you can be mishtamish l'ayrei. The room that you don't, you can't. Hare the mefarish kal yirabba. Clearly, the Gra agrees with the yirabba. V'chein b'seifa karben nesano machmek shayim b'chein da'acha. That this Magen Avraham that says that if as long as I have a good candle in one room, I can be mishtamish lighter of the bad candles in another room. Then not maskin to him. Then we said if you have the kind of use that you're able to use without a candle, beloy ner kigoin. Lishkoy b'cheder, to sleep in a room, or limshachayim in a martif, or to take wine out of the barrel, right? That doesn't require really any light. You can do it without any light. V'heinu derech kli shekayrin hon oliba b'loshein ashkenaz, avaloy derech barza. This that he says, that you are able to take wine out of the barrel without any real light, you don't really need for it. It is talking about the kind of candles that you, a kind of barrel that has a sort of a faucet on it, not if it has a cork on it. Because a cork, you need light. You need to be able to see where you're taking it out. You need to be able to see how you're putting it back in. Okay, Mutta, then he said, so it's something that you're able to do without light. You're allowed to do a Mutta Lassel, your rabbi perish. Now here, the Yerabba says, well, before he said that when it comes to doing something that needs light, I can only do it in a room that has at least one candle that's kosher. Here he says, this heter, that I can be in a room that has the bad candles, and I'm doing a function that does not require light, says the Yerabba, but I need to have somewhere in the house at least one candle that's a kosher candle. This Yashem who says that if I'm doing a kind of function that does not really need light, even if I have no kosher candles in my house, I would be allowed to do it. Then the Ramah said, Litzarech Shabbos, Yesh Lachum B'Di'Evet, Vim Yesh Ne'echet Kosher, Vayim Edetzli Ner Pasol. If I have a kosher candle, a candle that's made from one of those products that I'm allowed to use, and I have a candle that's made from one of those products you're not allowed to use, Kosam Agavram, the Mutal Shtabish, Afilu Shaloy Litzarech Shabbos. If you're right, if you have two candles, one next to each other, the good one and the bad one, he says, even if it's not Litzarech Shabbos, you can use it. It's like you have one good candle. This, what we're saying is that you actually lit it. And we time to keep it the Yeshle Ner Kosher Shemadlik Yafasula Yasalahata. Since I have one good candle, I'm not worried about Shemayata. Bottom line is that although, if says the Magen Avraham, if I'm in my dining room and I got two candles, one kosher candle, one non-kosher candle, you totally can do whatever you need to do. even if it's Shalom Mitzrayim Shabbos. However, that's if it's come Shabbos, you already lit that way. But Lechatchila, you should never have used those candles on Shabbos. Okay, let's start over here now with Sif Beis. Okay, just what we have to remember from Sif Aleph is we had material that you're allowed to use for wicks, we had material that you're not allowed to use for wicks. So here we go a little bit one step further. Karech Davish Shemadlikim Boy, Al Davish Emadlikim Boy. I had two materials. I had the wool and I had cotton. Okay, so cotton, wool, you're not allowed to light with. Cotton, you are allowed to light with. I took cotton, I wrapped it around wool. So now, says the Mechaber, it depends. Im niskaven lahavos, my intention was, hapsila, to make the wick fatter. Kedei lahosif oira, because this makes it burn with a bigger light. Usser, it's usser, because the bottom line is, what are you burning over here? Yes, you're burning the cotton, but you're also burning the wool, right? And your intention is, for it to give a lot of light. And because it's not such a good product, we have the same problem. It won't give that light. If your whole purpose was just to make this psila, the wick, firmer, more stiff, that it should stay standing, it shouldn't bend over to, and sort of like when those that used to use the wicks on Hanukkah, right? Sometimes they just flopped over. Your whole intention was that they shouldn't flop over, then it's mutter, because there you are not really doing this l'shem because you want to burn the wool. You're doing it. The thing that you're burning over here is the cotton. And this is only a way to help stiffen the wick. Let's see the mishavur on this, sif cotton test. And we said that if it's there because you want to have a thicker wick, meaning a bigger flame, we said it's awesome. After atal yedei kricha or nechaz umer yof of loyasa lahatos, even though right now, since you wrap the cotton on the outside and the wool on the inside, and your intention was because you wanted a bigger wick, but now it's going to catch well. Afilah hachiyasa, you're still not allowed to do it. Why? Because this might bring you to, oh, last week I used this product to light my candles. The reason was mutter was because you had cotton around it. You're going to forget about that. So the Chachamim were worried that if we allow you to use such a wick, that's the good stuff wrapped around the not good stuff, and your intention is for it all to burn, you might make a mistake and do it just with the stuff that you're not allowed to do. And therefore, they said you're not allowed to do it. However, if your whole intention was to stiffen the wick, Mutta, afila madlik shneim yachad, even though they're burning together, the kemichay mechavin lepsila, the intention of the is not that the bad stuff should be your wick. Ladlikai, loy gazri bai, they were not geyser in this case. Okay, let's go back to the mechaber drop further over here. Umitamze. Because of what we just said, muta likrek davar shematlikim, but you can take something that you light with. Al gabi gemi a kash, like a stretchy thing, or on straw. Could they leap napsila bashashas so that the candle should be thick enough and you're able to put it in this holder of it? Okay, that's the finishes the mechaber. Okay. Yeah, let's finish up the sif. Says the Rama. You're allowed to go ahead and put a chunk of salt or a bean on top of the ner. It helps it burn Shabbos. What does that help? He says that the salt helps the oil come clearer, right? To draw better to the wick. Right, and even though you're making it burn better because of this, but you're doing it before Shabbos, so it is fine. Shel poil kedei laniach hapsila, if you put like a bean, and this way you lean the wick on it. Also, that is mutter to do that on Shabbos. But the sefta perik beis is a tama oisakeng kedei sheishoya the doilek. It says that this helps it last longer. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but that's what he says. But either way, those two items are mutter. We'll stop over here. And Yemei Tzachem, we'll start with Sif Gimel tomorrow.